Joining me now on Inside Ivy Hoops, in his 19th season at the helm in New Haven, is Yale head coach James Jones. Coach, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. How are you feeling?
Feeling excellent.
Good.
I'm going to go a bit existential here, if you don't mind. After 19 years of doing this at the same school, what keeps driving you? Is competing for and winning championships your primary motivation for being a head coach, or is it something more intangible than that?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say, obviously, winning championships and being as successful as you can is always really important. But for me, you know, one of the biggest things that, you know, I look at, you know, the relationships that you build with the young men that you coach, and trying to develop them as best you can, and then building a product and trying to figure it out each year. Every year has different challenges, and, you know, you try to work through those challenges and become the best team you could possibly be. Sometimes that works well, sometimes it doesn't, but that's always the goal.
As far as relationships go and handling adversity, what's been your message through the headline-grabbing injuries that your program has had to endure this year, with the losses of Mekhi Mason, Jordan Bruner? Those are pretty big losses, but, you know, I'm sure you had to get over those a long time ago. So what's your message been?
Well, you know, I don't know if you ever get over them as a coach, you know, but certainly, you know, we've had to move on from that because, again, those young men haven't been able to help us on a daily basis on the court. They have been around. They have been a presence. They have shown their leadership at practice and during games from the bench. But our message is as simple as just next man up. And, you know, we want to give other guys an opportunity to play, and we want those guys to come out and play as hard as they can. And obviously they're not the same guys in the same uniforms, but, you know, they're good players as well, and they have to learn how to fit in. And the problem that we've had mostly is that we've used young guys for that. And when you're using young guys without the experience, it makes things a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, you've never had a six-game start below 500 before in your previous 18 seasons at Yale, which is remarkable. Your team finds itself at 2-4 in league play at the moment. What facets of the game do you feel your team needs to make the biggest push in as the Ivy stretch run approaches?
Well, we just have to do a few little things better. You know, if I look at the league so far and the games that we've played, the four games that we lost by a point, we lost by 3 points, and we lost by 2 points. In the fourth game, we lost by 9, but it was a two-possession game with a minute to play. That being said, you know, we don't have to do too much differently. Like, I look at the losses we had last year, they were, you know, far more one-sided than the ones that we've had. So we just got to get a little better. We haven't shot the ball real well. I think that right now from the arc, we're shooting at like a 24% clip or something like that. And we're not that team. We're going to certainly shoot it better. And I'm waiting for those nights when we get on the better side of it and try to even out our shooting percentage.
Yeah, I'd say that's going to happen. It's going to come back around in a positive way for you guys. This is something that Ivy Hoops fans have been hoping for the best with for a while now. Do you still expect Mekhi Mason back this season, and if so, when?
Well, I do certainly expect him back, and he's day-to-day. You know, you could see him this weekend, you could see him next weekend, but at some point he will be back. We want him to feel comfortable and healthy, and when he does come back, so he can play at his best. We don't want to rush him out there, so we've been trying to make sure that we do that from here on. I think for me, you know, I talk about relationships, and I care a great deal for the young man in terms of what he's done and sacrificed for our university and our basketball program over his 4 years at Yale, and I want to make sure that he's feeling comfortable and healthy before he gets back on the court.
Absolutely. Is Mekhi's stress fracture still the issue? Is that what has been holding him back from returning to game action, if I may ask?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. He had a stress fracture. You know, those things are tough sometimes. You know, you get to the point where, you know, they don't. You want to make sure that you're 100% healthy, and that there aren't any miscues in there before you get back on a court and start to, you know, so you re-injure yourself. And, you know, we had a young man, another guy that's been out all year, Jalen Gavadon, is a freshman from Pennsylvania. He had a stress fracture over summer, and he came back, and you know, he was with us for about a day, and then he broke the foot, and he had to get a screw in it this year, and he's been out all year. So you want to try to avoid those things as much as possible. And, you know, Makai's already had some issues with that foot already, and you know, he plans on having a career in basketball, and you want to make sure that you're healthy before you come back, so you don't re-injure yourself.
Absolutely. What has staying in the backcourt? What has driven Trey Fills to shoulder more of the offensive workload so far in Ivy play? He's long been established now as a stout defender, but he's scored in double figures in 6 of the last 8 games after doing so just twice all season prior to that. Is that from a concerted effort to work more of the offense through him, or is it really just a byproduct of something else?
It's a byproduct of Trey Fields being comfortable and playing with confidence. And, you know, that's something sometimes it's hard to do, and you know, you put pressure on yourself, and you know, and you can't be your best self. So he's worked through that here this year, and I'm happy to see him, you know, playing at the level that he's capable of. He's a tremendous talent, really strong and athletic, and he does so many different things for us, and we need him to, especially with, you know, the injuries that we've had, and we need him to step up, and he certainly has, and I'm looking forward to him continuing that work over the next 8 games.
The something else I wanted to go over with you from a more macro perspective, the caliber of recruits coming into the Ivy League really seems to have gotten higher this decade. Jordan Bruner certainly springs to mind, having chosen Yale over Clemson and South Carolina. Are you looking for a different caliber of recruits than you did in your first decade or so at Yale? And if so, what recruiting tweaks have you made to keep getting to that higher caliber of incoming athleticism?
Well, we certainly tried to get young men at that level before. Is it that I guess our recruiting, you know, fell upon deaf ears? But through the success that we've had in our program over the years that I've been there, it's made it a little easier for us to attract student athletes to this level. And, you know, once they see that you can go in and win games in NCAA tournament, they can be part of that, it's easier for them to see themselves as a part of our basketball program because of what the education will do for them over the next, you know, 40, 50 years of their lives. So, you know, it's one of those things that it's hard to get that message across if they can't see the basketball success. But over the years that we've had and the number of teams that we've beaten at a high level, you know, we can speak upon those things, and you know, young men like Jordan can see how they fit in.
Does having an Ivy League tournament help with recruiting, or is it neither a plus nor a minus either way?
100% it's a plus, and I'll tell you the biggest reason why. You know, we played in the tournament, and we beat Harvard in the first round. We lost in the championship game to Princeton. But there's some young man that I'm going to recruit that I've never spoken to that saw us play. And the fact that he saw us play, he can connect the dots. If you take that opportunity away to be on national television and to play in front of the world, then, you know, young men may never see you play, and they don't know who you are. You know, I was actually in Chicago over the weekend doing some recruiting, and a young man in ninth grade, you know, saw me with a Yale jacket on and came over and tried to talk to me, and was asking me questions if Yale was, you know, Division I or Division II. And the more we're on television and the more they see us play, you know, those questions are answered easily.
That's interesting. So the Yale brand and that level of education meant something to him, but the particulars of the division and classification that he needed filled in on that. So that's,
yeah, just a young kid in a crowd just came up to me, and you know he was with some his friends behind. I guess they urged him to come try to talk to me. Those are the kind of things that, you know, the more you're on television, the more people see you play, the more they know who you are. You don't even have to answer those questions. Oh, yeah, I saw you guys play, you know, last week. Yeah, I saw you play last month. So that's one of the great things about the national exposure and television. So having the Ivy League tournament at the end of the year will certainly help that over the years to come.
Well, I bet that that young man's glad he talked to you. I'm glad I talked to you, too. Coach James Jones on Inside Ivy Hoops. It's genuinely been a pleasure to connect with you, Coach. Thanks so very much, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Well, I tell you, you obviously done your homework. You know a lot about our squad and our program and our league, and it's great to talk to someone who is knowledgeable about, you know, who we are as opposed to some other people that you might talk to. Everyone isn't as knowledgeable as you, so thanks for that, and keep doing the good work.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Means a lot coming from you. Take care, and good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.